listening to hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. I mentioned that I had an excerpt from a Ron Paul speech about that he supports civil disobedience. And here it is from NHFree.com. Resistance need not be violent. But the civil disobedience, and this is like in the middle of one of his speeches. I'm just reading an excerpt.
Mm-hmm. And you ought to mention this is presidential candidate and representative, United States Representative Ron Paul.
Oh, thank you. I guess I presume people already knew who he was.
Yeah, well.
He's so getting so popular now, you know. But the civil disobedience that might be required for the resistance that he's talking about, it need not be violent, might be required, involves confrontation with the state and invites possible imprisonment. Peaceful, nonviolent revolutions against tyranny have been every bit as successful as those involving military confrontation. Mahatma Gandhi and Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. achieved great political successes by practicing nonviolence, yet they themselves suffered physically at the hands of the state.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. There were at the same time that Martin Luther King was doing his nonviolent protests, the Black Panthers were doing violent protests.
What does that have to do with Martin Luther King?
It shows that here you have a choice. You know, that we can protest nonviolently, or there's people out there that will get violent with you. At some point, our nonviolent protests will turn to violent ones.
Wait, like, how does it show that? When did Martin Luther King turn violent?
He never did.
What's your point?
The point is there's still a threat of violence in it. If it's just nonviolent
protests.
Wait,
who's threatening violence?
The Black Panthers.
So what's that have to do with Martin Luther King?
It has nothing to do with Martin Luther King specifically, but they're both protesting the same thing, which is the treatment of black people in the United States.
Okay.
And they're sort of showing either or here. Would you like to work with the nonviolent people? Because if not, there will be more and more violent people as time progresses.
And you're asking that question of whom? The government?
Yes.
Okay. So you're saying that if the government doesn't do what the nonviolent people want, then people are going to get violent. That's what you're saying.
Sure. If tyranny continues, that you know the nonviolent protests will turn into violent ones at some point. I mean, there's still a threat of violence inside of it all.
Inside nonviolent protests, there's threat of violence?
In the case of Martin Luther King, there was. In the case of Mahatma Gandhi, there was.
Martin Luther King threatening the government?
God, are you not listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You said there's a threat of violence in nonviolent protests.
There's an unspoken threat in the specific instances of Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi. There were violent situations, violent people that were going around wanting the same thing that the nonviolent people were.
So I don't think that means that the nonviolent people are threatening the government, though. You're not saying that, are you?
I'm not saying that they're making a verbal threat.
I'm not saying you're saying they're making a verbal threat. You're saying it's a nonverbal threat. You're saying it's an implication.
Look,
and I don't believe that there's an implication of that sort of thing. Russell Canning? I mean,
who's talking about Russell Canning? We're talking about Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi.
Well, Russell Canning, I think, idolizes Mahatma Gandhi to an extent. And
great.
Is trying to do similar things, a la nonviolent protests. And I mean, I don't know Gandhi. I don't know if he was a violent guy.
He's not. All I'm saying is at the time both of these circumstances were going on, there were other competing groups that were using violence. Now, who's to say which group made it happen?
Okay, I see where you're coming from there, but that doesn't...
The press is that, first off, the violent nonviolent groups managed to do it. Maybe that's true, maybe it's not. I certainly don't know.
Okay.
Secondly, it's saying, you know, the term nonviolent protest in these two particular circumstances isn't exactly correct because there's still a sort of veiled threat of violence.
That's what I disagree with you
there's
on.
There's unhappy people on both sides of the equation. Some of them being
because there's some loudmouth threatening violence who lives across the state from me...
And enacting violence.
Doesn't mean that I, as a nonviolent protester, have veiled threats that I'm making. I'm not threatening anybody. You're saying that the government might interpret it that way? Is that what you're saying? Like the government might be scared of the nonviolent people because there's violent people?
I guess I'm saying it's the most subtle of threats. Look, we're being nonviolent and doing our protests now, and you better listen to them, is what I'm saying.
Okay. I get where you're coming from,
though.
I don't necessarily agree that there have really been
any successful nonviolent protests ever.
Okay. I don't know what the history of all of the nonviolent protesting have been, but mm-hmm. I would think that
those are the
certainly
two big ones.
There are some examples that you're wrong about.
Okay.
But you're saying that the nonviolent protesters aren't necessarily, they don't have any intention of being violent.
Not at those specific times, but most people will get violent if they get pushed far enough.
I see where you're coming from.
And I'm just saying, look, we're being pushed here. That's all.
All right. So Ron Paul says, but whether resistance against government tyrants is nonviolent or physically violent, the effort to overthrow state oppression qualifies as true patriotism. True patriotism today has gotten a bad name, at least from the government and the press. Those who now challenge the unconstitutional methods of imposing an income tax on us, like Ed Brown is mm-hmm. doing in Plainfield, or force us to use a monetary system designed to serve the rich at the expense of the poor, are routinely condemned. These American patriots are sadly looked down upon by many. They're never praised as champions of liberty as Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. have been. Liberals who withhold their taxes as a protest against war are vilified as well, especially by conservative statists. Unquestioned loyalty to the state is especially demanded in times of war. Lack of support for a war policy is said to be unpatriotic. Arguments against we see it all over the place. Support the troops. It doesn't matter what you think about the war. You've got to support the troops. That sort of mentality, mm-hmm. you know, the idea that you must support some aspect of what the government is doing in order to be a true patriot. Of course, Ron Paul is saying that's not true. He says that arguments against a particular policy that endorses a war once it's started are always said to be endangering the troops in the field.
Right. You can't possibly speak out about what's going on without endangering the troops.
You might make a troop cry. This, they blatantly claim, is unpatriotic and all dissent must stop. Yet it is dissent from government policies that defines the true patriot and champion of liberty. And I agree completely.
I like the sound of the speech.
Dissent is what it's all about. And that's what we do on a nightly basis here on Free Talk Live.
Well, not just for the sake of dissent. Well, there's plenty of things
there's
that we
reasons
can,
yeah, to dissent
there's,
about.
There's plenty of things that we can dissent about, and we have very good reason for it.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free pack, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And let's see, what else do we have to talk about here tonight? There's Bush. You know what? We didn't get to this last night. George W. Bush. And the seatbelt crackdown. Maybe you've heard on your local radio station the advertisements that have been running nationwide. It's funny hearing them run in New Hampshire because it's the one state where there isn't a mandatory seatbelt law. But this Memorial Day weekend, or I think it's actually all week long, we're cracking down. Look out for the cops because they're looking for you.
If you don't have your seatbelt on, you're going to get a ticket.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it is a very scary, very ominous-sounding commercial. Look out, Americans, because we're serious. And, you know,
it really is ominous. It's scary as it could be.
Yeah, I like it. One of our one of our bulletin board posters posted this story about George Bush, and the first line was, "Buckle into fascism." And I just thought it was brilliant. But George W. Bush apparently isn't too concerned about this seatbelt crackdown, is he?
He's the president. Why should he be? USA's Today, David Jackson, says the White House press corps is buzzing over the latest mystery. Does President Bush wear a seatbelt?
I don't know what the mystery is. I saw a picture, and he was clearly not wearing the seatbelt.
Two.
Two pictures?
I got two pictures.
Okay.
Spokesman Tony Snow declined to answer the query Tuesday morning after a reporter pointed out that Bush appeared to be sans seatbelt when tooling around his pickup truck last weekend. Bush was driving around his ranch in Texas, which I'm not sure that one would be legally mandated to wear a seatbelt while on private property.
Oh, the story I read said he was driving around that area of Texas, not necessarily on his ranch.
Driving around his ranch as opposed to around on his ranch? I don't know.
It sounded like he was driving in that area, not necessarily on his property. But yes, if it is your private property, then certainly the government doesn't have purview over whether or not you wear a seatbelt.
And,
but shouldn't he be setting an example?
Well, let me get through the article, and you'll see that there's even more doubt than just the ranch.
1-800-259-9231. Johnson, Dave in Montana, your calls as well about whatever you want to talk about. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You take control. Get on the ground, mother! You and your
your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway, and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about and experience the over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. Wiki. www.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. And do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Talking about George W. Bush and the fact that he might not wear a seatbelt. Or at least he's been caught red-handed for at least one instance of him not wearing his belt, according to, is it the AP article that you have?
USA Today.
USA Today.
Right. Now, it's not definitive proof at this point. So anyway, let's see. When driving around his ranch in Texas, giving a tour to NATO Secretary General Jop de Hoop Scheffer. I guess I have to learn the new Secretary General of the UN. Snow said, "I don't ask, I don't know." When asked whether Bush uses seatbelts, that's Tony Snow, the press secretary, uses seatbelts. Ditto for whether Bush was wearing safety belts while traveling in a presidential motorcade. The government spends a lot of money on the president's health and safety, and Snow said he'd seen Bush wear a belt in the presidential limo, though his analysis is not comprehensive. "My ventures in the limo are relatively rare," Snow said. The news that Bush isn't religious about wearing a seatbelt comes as police across the U.S. are cracking down on drivers and passengers as part of the federal government's Click It or Ticket campaign. A quick search of USA Today's photo archives suggests that the president went without a seatbelt while driving his Russian President Vladimir Putin, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, and Japanese Prime Minister Koizumi. Bush isn't alone. Not long ago, New Jersey governor. Anyway, they show a couple of pictures here, and no seatbelt. One of them looks like it could have been a photo op picture, like they were just, "All right, we got into this truck to take a picture."
Right.
The other one,
he's clearly driving in the
He's driving that one. Yeah, he's driving those guys, and he doesn't seem to have a seatbelt on.
Tisk, tisk.
Yeah, but, you know, he's better than we are.
No
cop's going to give him a ticket.
The New Jersey governor got a ticket. He actually did get a ticket for not wearing his seatbelt.
Yeah, but they dropped it.
Did they? I didn't know that.
Well, it was my understanding that a citizen brought some kind of charge against him, and then it was dropped after he apologized. I don't know that he got a ticket.
So is this just the height of hypocrisy or what?
It is.
800-259-9231. The article, I guess the article I saw was the AP story, which phrases it this way. It says that the question arose Tuesday, Bush's first full day back in town after a weekend at his ranch in Texas, where he was spotted driving a pickup truck without a seatbelt. Okay, you're right. It does say it was at his ranch. I thought the way I misread it was he was in town where the photo was taken, so my mistake. But either way, if it's your government that's claiming that everyone should buckle up, certainly the president, the highest office in said government, should be setting a good example.
Especially, when it's now a federal click it or ticket program that's going on. I mean, this is the guy. He's the figurehead of the whole federal executive branch.
Yep.
He should be doing that.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to David in Montana. You take control of the airwaves, listening on KGEZ. Hey, David.
Hey, do what I say, not what I do. Shut up, chew, and swallow.
There you go.
Hey, I got to talk to Mr. Never Get Busted again today.
Barry Cooper?
Yeah, they interviewed him on the hometown station, KGEZ.
Ah, yes, excellent.
And I got to call in and talk to him, and that guy's a big, fresh breath of fresh air.
He sure is.
And, the get high part of marijuana isn't nothing compared to what that plant has to offer through nutrition, clothing, building materials.
Absolutely. Hemp is
25,000 uses.
Yep.
The problems of the earth is calling for this plant right now. It consumes it's one of the most consuming carbon dioxide plants on the planet. If they're worried about global warming,
just
they should
plant
be
more
growing
pot.
This stuff like corn and wheat.
They really should, and you're
it's,
right. There's
it's
so
more
many products
nutritious
you can
than
it.
Wheat. It's more nutritious than wheat and soybean.
Wayne eats the seeds. I've seen him do
right.
it.
Right. it's more nutritious than fish oil, because the fish oil, you got to worry about the mercury and everything. And the oil, it has all your omegas, all the super omegas. It's a wonderful,
you know, I think that eventually we could have fields of marijuana, but first we need to start by planting them out in front of police departments nationwide. How about
there's,
that?
There's 52 different varieties of it. Hops is a variety of it, you know, and people drink it every day. But everybody in the listening voice, in a listening zone of my voice, should just call in. And with this big bio push for the biofuels, hemp is number one. It's on the top of the list, and we should all be calling for the use of this plant and its ignorance. And corruption.
I wonder what the fastest way, what is the most efficient path towards legalizing, or rather re-legalizing marijuana?
Well,
I mean, it's one thing to call a politician and tell him about how great hemp is, but politicians just doesn't care. He's just concerned with what's going to get him reelected.
It's a tax trick is what it is. You have to apply. See, Montana doesn't have a law about growing hemp, right? So I called up the state law library, and they say, no, there is no law about growing hemp.
Really?
But to grow hemp, you have to get its class 1 drug, because there's 1.003 milligrams of THC in there.
Actually,
that's not even enough to get an ant high, you know?
Right.
And
now,
you've
got to have a federal license.
Right, so you've got to call the DEA to get the license. So I called the DEA, and I told them, hey, there's no law in Montana about growing hemp. I want to apply for the permit, you know, for the registration. And they go, okay, we're going to give you this number. You call this number, and then nobody never answers.
That's how it is.
It's a runaround.
Welcome to the government.
That shouldn't stop us. That's craziness. That's insanity.
Well, I'd like to see, and David, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231. I'd like to see, and it's, I mean, it's not totally useless to call a politician, but it's virtually useless in most cases.
They don't seem to really care.
No. They just care about what's going to get them reelected. And right now, the politicians believe that an anti-drug stance is going to get them reelected. What we need to do is show them and everyone in America how widespread marijuana truly is. I really think that if we were to have protests like they did earlier this year, I think it was May 5th, In Vancouver and across Canada, they had protests where people actually went to, you know, their state capitals or whatever, the city town halls, that sort of thing. They gathered together, and thousands of people got together and smoked marijuana in public. I think that something visible like that, something that will allow marijuana smokers to sort of come out from the shadows, those that have the courage to, you know, come out of the closet, I think that could have a real persuasive effect on some people. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. If you want to take control of the airwaves, toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, including updates. You just get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com, and we clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. In fact, I sent out an update today, as a matter of fact. Updates.freetalklive.com. Oh, the update was about our new poll.
Yeah, you can go to poll.freetalklive.com. That's P-O-L-L dot freetalklive.com and participate.
Yeah, we haven't actually had a new poll in quite a long time. Mm-hmm. And this is something I just thought up recently. We've had two different slogans attached to the show for a while now. And one of them is Talk Radio You Control.
Which is sort of grammatically weird.
Well, no, it's the grammatically weird version is the one that's on our website, right? That's Talk Radio Where You Are in Control?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry.
So Talk Radio You Control is sort of the shortened version
of
that.
That's the right way to say it. Excuse me.
Right.
And shows how good my grammar is.
And that's the, you know, that's the public tagline, slogan,
right,
if you will. And then there's the industry slogan that
right.
we came up with.
This is what we sort of market to program directors,
radio stations,
that kind of thing.
The industry slogan is Talk Radio's Insurrection. Because it's not Talk Radio You Control. The businesses, you know, the radio stations,
they don't care
about that. They don't control it, and so it's not appropriate to use that on them. But the question is, which one's better? You know, should we take the, should we keep Talk Radio You Control, or should we replace it with Talk Radio's Insurrection?
You know,
go ahead.
There was a time when we came up with the Talk Radio You Control that people controlled the show more. They'd call in, they'd talk about. And anything they wanted to talk about, our political
that still
ideas.
Happens.
It does. I'm not saying that it doesn't, that people don't call in and talk about what they wanted to talk about, but the show's pretty focused on issues. It's issues-oriented. It's not so much people calling in and doing funny voices like they used to, or, you know, comedy skits and that.
That
kind
has
of
more to do with the fact that we're just not on the FM talk station.
Absolutely true.
The audience.
The show has evolved. The statement has not, and I'm wondering whether it's still entirely appropriate. And we don't really let people pound an issue. We talk to them about that issue, present the libertarian side of it, and then we move on and find somebody else talking about something, and then we talk about the libertarian side of it. And so it's, you know, we're
pushing
an issue.
Well, no one was ever really allowed to be a seminar caller or whatever. No one could ever pound an issue. If you're entertaining, you stay on the air longer. If you're droll and terrible, you're not going to last very long. But everybody gets a crack. Everybody gets a shot.
They do.
At bringing up whatever they want.
Where you can get on the air?
Well, no, you control the topic. That's what that means. Talk radio, you get to control the topic on. And I'm not saying that's going to change. I'm just saying, you know, what's a sexier marketing phrase? You know?
Right. Is it
because most people don't? The reality is 99% of listeners never call the show. Obviously, we'd like to have as many people call the show as we'd like. And part of getting people to call a talk radio show is talking in terms of you. So how do you feel about this? What's your opinion on so-and-so issue? That's one of the ways you get people involved. You get people to pick up that phone for the first time. But 99% of the people still are just never going to call. So technically, it isn't talk radio they control. It's just talk radio they listen to.
Talk radio somebody's controlling, and right. It's not them.
So that's where you can go and vote on it. poll.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, and hello there.
Hey, guys. The statement, I'll tell you, as far as that whole slogan thing goes, I'm definitely leaning towards the talk radio you control. I think it's simple. I think it's fairly short syllables as far as that goes, and so it's easily understandable by the average American.
And you invented it, right?
No. Okay. No, I didn't invent that.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I guess it was me. I don't know. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
No, I support it because it's simple. I support that, you know, like the logic statement, keep it simple, stupid.
And insurrection is a big word.
Who are you calling stupid?
Hmm?
Who are you calling stupid, Pudgy?
The average American.
Okay, go ahead.
And insurrection is an awful big
word. Engineers made that. And I would say that some engineers who are a lot smarter than me came up with the keep it simple, stupid principle.
Yeah, and it's a good one. It's an excellent one.
So what's up, man? What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, what I wanted to call in was about violence and violence protests and violent groups you guys were talking about a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think two groups to keep in mind would be, you brought up Martin Luther King, and I think another group to bring up would be the Black Panthers.
That's what Mark mentioned, yes.
As sort of the counterpart to them. Well, I think what's an interesting kind of principle that you just touched on is, I think in order for any movement to be effective, you really need to have both sides of that coin. I think that while I don't disagree with Mark's statement that the peaceful protesters, there's always a threat of violence, I think that is in fact the opposite of what's true. However, I think that threat of violence definitely needs to be there for a movement to be effective. So I think it's very important to have both of those groups. To have your Black Panthers, to put the fear of whatever into the government, and to have the nonviolent protesters that get the media attention, because they're the safe ones. They're the ones that people can really pay attention to, you know, that the media will actually focus on, rather than the violent ones. So, you know, having both sides of that coin is, I think, very important.
I see where you're coming from, and I guess having violent people around would give the nonviolent protesters something to point to and say, hey, at least we're not those guys. You know, or we're not threatening violence on you like those guys are, and so maybe that's something that makes them look better. I don't know.
I think it makes it into what it does is it's the combined synergy of those groups makes it into a media machine. You know, and it makes it into something that gets into the hearts and minds of every single person. And I think that's what's important is you get something that's so bold that that it can't help but be noticed.
Now, here's a question for you. Would you consider threats, like, Okay. Would you consider threats violence or somewhere in between nonviolence and violence? So, for instance, if you were to call up the police department or call up, better yet, the county prosecutor or something like that and, you know, threaten him to say, if you, you know, if you arrest one more person for marijuana smoking, we're going to set your house on fire or something like that. I'm not advocating anyone do this, but would that be considered violence or something in between?
To me, it's violence.
I think it's considered violence because at that point you may be, you know, especially with some people, and I know I'm pretty close to being this way. I don't know if I'm there yet, but for example, if you threaten to set my house on fire, I just, you know, if I were the type of person who were to not actually seek police help or police assistance from whatever, you know, local legal body that there is, mm-hmm. if I were the type who weren't going to go and seek help from them and you threatened to burn my house down, I might just kill you.
Well, no. That threat would be made anonymously.
Right, but it doesn't change that it causes, you're doing something, you're speaking, and it's causing somebody to react. You're speaking violence, you're talking about violence, and it's causing them to react. They may have a heart attack, they may run out of the house, mm-hmm. You know, quickly and not paying attention, get hit by a car, you know, all kinds of extraneous things happen. When you go
That's
into
what?
A bank, and you, if you have a coat on and you stick your finger like you've got a gun in your pocket
right.
at the bank teller and tell them to
get your money. See?
You've committed violence.
Okay, I understand that. But
shouting fire in a theater is
those who advocate violence. And I'm not a fan of those people, but those who advocate violence against the government would justify it by saying, well, the government's already violent. I mean, they're enforcing their laws by force on us, so therefore violence is an appropriate response. But maybe since the government really isn't being violent out and out, maybe because the government itself is threatening that violence, because that's what the government is always doing. It's always threatening you with violence. So wouldn't that be, you know, fair is fair, government threatens you, you threaten the government?
I don't know if you've been watching the news lately, but every protest I've seen that's been peaceful has gotten violent, and it certainly hasn't been from the peaceful side. It's been from the government side.
That's true.
And that's, like, most protests recently. It's like almost like you can't have a protest in this country without getting a rubber bullet in you. You know,
Johnson, final thoughts.
Great at you. You know, that's just it. I think that both sides need to definitely be represented in order for there to be a really effective movement. That's really just my basic point.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I'm not advocating it. I'm not a fan of the violent people, but I guess I kind of agree with Johnson. At least it gives you a group to point to and say, hey, you know, we're not being like they are. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster?
That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective no-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show, you bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Good to see you here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. And we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Place your order. It is still the pre-order phase for all of our brand new products, including the 2-gigabyte Free Talk Live multi-gadget, which I think I'm going to order one for myself.
Really?
Because my old MP3 player is kind of crapping out. And the multi-gadget's so darned affordable, I mean, there's just no reason not to get one.
No, if you're going to get an MP3 player anytime in the relatively near future, you should get this because it's just that.
Yeah, and you should get this and you should get it now because we're limiting it to 100 units. That's all we're going to put out there. It's 2 gigabytes. It's an MP3 player. It's a voice recorder, so you can keep it with you for any interactions with the police, for instance. And it is also a flash drive. It's also an FM tuner, all rolled into one for less than $60. Plus, we've got Free Talk Live other merchandise, like the Free Talk Live BD cap, the bottle lighter opener combo, as well as the Free Talk Live ladies shirt, the Free Marketeer t-shirt, and the brand new Free Talk Live hoodies. That and all of our older items for sale. Store.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, let's jump into the email box here. I believe you have one or two different emails you wanted to bring up tonight. The first one from Rillian,
right? Yeah, Rillian, active member on our BBS, and
yes.
She sends a. Last night we sort of discussed Holland, or we discussed
it was Tuesday night.
Was it Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Okay, Amsterdam, and you know, where is it? Is it in Holland? Is it in the Netherlands? Is it in Denmark? I don't know. You know, I get them all kind of confused.
And we screwed it up for the second time, too.
Yeah, we really, you know, it's pretty clear. We don't know where the hell Denmark is, where Holland is, where Netherlands is.
Right.
And we have listeners over there, and if you're in any way offended, we're terribly sorry. We're
sure.
Just idiot Americans, and you probably can't tell me where Poughkeepsie is.
Sure.
All right? So,
I can't even tell you where Poughkeepsie is.
And it's in New York, isn't it?
I could have told you that much, but I couldn't tell you where in New York.
You know, you just kind of take a shot at it on the map and say, oh, yeah, I meant there. Anyway, she sends me a scalding email today.
Mm.
It says, Amsterdam's in Holland or the Netherlands. Either one is acceptable. It's not Denmark, okay? If you're going to use Amsterdam as an example of sex and or drug freedom, it's important to know where it is.
I don't know if it's really that important. We sort of knew it was in Europe.
I don't know that it is, as a matter of fact, that important. But anyway, she says...
Yeah, we can still make points about drug legalization without knowing where it is.
Because everybody knows that Amsterdam, you know, has legal drugs.
Right.
Anyway, you know, she says that, and then she says... She listens to the show. She's telling somebody on the message board. She listens to the show, and she says, oh, gosh, effing darn it, things Ian and Mark should not talk about. And then she makes a little list here.
Oh,
geography.
Really?
Now... you know, if you go up against me in Trivial Pursuit in the geography section only, I'm likely going to win. I'm pretty good at geography.
Really?
I just don't happen to know that. And, you know, okay. I should
I'm
know
okay
that.
Okay at it.
I should know that. You know, we've gone over it once. I've had my chance to make my mistake. As far as I'm concerned, there's no excuse for me not knowing that.
Yeah.
For me personally. Now,
okay, let's learn it now. So the Netherlands is the country, then Holland is part of the Netherlands,
but
and then Amsterdam is part of Holland.
But you can still call the Netherlands Holland if you wish, in the same way you can call the Soviet Union Russia.
Okay.
Okay. Not that the Soviet Union exists anymore, but, you know, that example still holds. And then Amsterdam is the a large city there, I would imagine the capital. And see, there we go. I'm going to get scolded for that. Right, Denmark, completely different country, capital Copenhagen. There you go.
Okay.
Now that's it.
What's the capital of Luxembourg?
It is Luxembourg.
Oh, you're right.
It's just a city state.
What's the capital of Andorra?
It is Andorra. It's a city state.
I'm trying to throw you off.
All right.
You do know your geography.
You start going to South America. That's where you're going to get me. You know, Southeast Asia. Things Ian and Mark should not talk about. Number two, history of religions. Once again, I'm not uninformed in this arena, but.
I am.
She says it was the selling of indulgences. Now, I said, you know, I can't remember what they're called, but basically the church was selling sin.
Gotcha.
I got the idea, the general idea there. Martin Luther protested. Mark, no.
You know, I think Rillian should get her own talk show.
No, evangelical Lutherans should not jump around and play tambourine. I didn't even make that accusation that evangelical Lutherans
I did
such a thing.
I said that.
Right, okay. So
and I said, don't they play tambourine? Because I didn't know. I asked the question.
Right.
I didn't make an assertion.
Evolution. She says we shouldn't talk about evolution. Because you believe it and I don't, and I make some statements that, for whatever reason, the science types out there just don't particularly like.
Well,
I happen to not entirely believe in evolution. That's okay. It's just a belief.
I happen to not care.
Yeah.
I don't believe in God, but I just don't care about
it. And then point number four is much of science, actually. So now she's pointing out...
It's true. I learned about science from the government, so I'm really a little bit clueless.
Here's the larger picture of this. It's true. We are a pair of boobs on the radio. We've never claimed to be anything
else. If I knew something about science, I'd be a scientist.
But here's the expectation.
If I knew something about religion, I'd be a reverend.
If people believe that if you're on the radio, that for some reason the things you say need to be right every time. Now, we're just human beings over here. If you think I'm your preacher, so therefore I'm correct from a religious standpoint, you're wrong. If you think I'm a college professor, no. No, I'm not. I'm a guy who's entertaining on the radio. I must be because we're adding stations. We're getting bigger. That's all.
I did radio because I didn't want to do anything else. You know, I'm lazy. I didn't want to go and lay any bricks. I didn't really have a skill. I could press buttons, so I went into radio.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to have people listen to you. And this is the only part that that sort of bothers me.
Mark,
at all.
We're shattering the dream here. We're shattering the mythology.
That's why we're doing it. Look, Rush Limbaugh doesn't do the thinking for you. If you think a radio talk show host does the thinking for you, you're mistaken. We're here to help you think, to make you think about some new things and entertain you. That's all. We're going to be wrong. But more importantly, it's the abdication of the listener, and in a lot of cases this is true, the abdication of the listener of their own responsibility for knowing things. They want
Rush is right.
Us to provide, and part of the thing that we do is shatter that paradigm. We do not provide you with the information. We go through articles, we read things, but we are not right every time. You cannot believe what we say. You must research these things on your own. You are responsible for your own education. And that's what libertarianism is. It's responsibility.
You're always responsible for deciding who your leaders are. If you select a leader, then that was your choice. You decided, I'm going to follow this person, whatever they say, which is a silly thing to do in the first place. But if you're going to do that, that was your decision. If you're going to follow somebody, you should at least make a habit of questioning the things that that person says. Don't presume that they're godlike or superhuman or should know everything where you don't. And no, they're just people too. And that's what I said. You know, here we are ruining the mythology of talk radio. This is one of the rules in talk radio, is that as a talk radio host, you're supposed to be right all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're on the left or on the right. You're supposed to be correct. And if someone disagrees with you, that person's wrong. It doesn't matter what points they have. You're the host, so you're right. When they told me that in that little training session that we went to a long time ago, I kicked it right out of my mind the moment I left. I rejected that immediately because I know that I'm fallible. I'm a human being. I can make mistakes. We're all people. That's it. I mean, people who are on the radio are just people who, for whatever reason, happened to get hired by some radio station somewhere, and they worked their ways up the ranks, and now they've got their own nationally syndicated talk show. They're just people, too. So they are not, you know, the right hand of Jesus Christ, or, you know, they are not the mouthpiece of God and all that is true.
Mm-hmm.
So please, I think it's important to shatter that dream. I think it's important to shatter that misperception, because we get it all the time. People email me. I haven't read emails like that on the air, but people email me about that sort of thing. Well, yeah. You should know this and you should know that.
We're supposed to know really deep stuff about economics because we're on the air.
Right.
You know, whatever it is that the person wants us to know, they want us to know it, and they want, I don't know. I mean, you know, that's just, it's not fair to yourself to believe that we are going to be able to provide all the information. Now, Rillian goes on, and, you know, we emailed today, and she let me off the hook for these things when she realized, oh, yeah. These guys are just boobs. But
right.
Yeah.
You listen to the show to be entertained and maybe pick up a tidbit of information here and there.
These people on the radio are not college professors, because likely the college professor isn't going to be entertaining enough.
Right.
Rush Limbaugh hasn't finished college. You got your AA.
Yeah.
I mean,
I shouldn't have gotten that.
By no means an achievement education. The highest achievement I've got, ex-convict. Okay?
Julia dropped out.
You know, that's just it. You know, there you go.
Yeah.
Not gods
on
radio.
We're just people doing a radio show.
And all of them. That's
right.
That's the point I want to make.
Don't let them fool you. Don't let just because Rush says he's the right hand of God or can defeat God with his hands behind him, what the hell does he say? What are his catchphrases?
Well, he says that he's talent on loan from God.
There you
and
go.
Then something with half his brain tied behind his back, I don't remember.
That's just showmanship. That's all that.
Yeah, and good showmanship.
And every single listener can have their laundry list of things that they wish that we knew better, and that, you know, well, you guys should research this. Spend all your time looking into these issues. Get that. I really have enough time to, you know, go out and do the things I want to do in life, let alone do all this research. Hour number 3 is coming back. This isn't a research show, and it's not a show about statistics or facts. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are you?